Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome our next guest. Guy I got to know when he was working at the Lansing State Journal and did a couple things for us with Sport Magazine. Now I'll be working with him at SpartanTailgate.com. That is Dan Kilbridge. Hello, Dan.
Jack, how are you?
Just fine. New chapter for you. I guess what, officially begins today?
Officially today, yep. Got underway this morning and off to a decent start, I'd say.
Well, in terms of the things that you did at the Journal, working with Joe Rexroad, you were on top of Michigan State about as much as anyone could be, and now you're bringing that to the website.
Right, you know, I started doing high school stuff for the Journal and then began with MSU last year and did, you know, like you said, everything I could just because I really enjoyed it. I wanted to be around as much as possible and be in the know with the program as much as possible. And, you know, Joe is, I can't think of a better guy to learn from than him to show me around the beat. And now I'm just, you know, very excited that I can keep doing this in, you know, a different form with a whole new cast of characters, including yourself, that I'm really looking forward to working with.
Well, characters, that's probably a good term for it, actually. You know, there was a time when Joe Rexroad was the Dan Kilbridge of his day.
That's a scary thought.
Yeah, and I saw Joe grow exponentially in this job to the point now where he is the source for Michigan State news, and I think to a large degree, you know, he can give you a lot of tips as far as growing with the profession, but it has changed a great deal, as I can tell you, and is constantly changing. But for what we are going to be doing, using the website to present the latest Michigan State news, recruiting updates, game and practice coverage, and a lot of video opportunities that you would not get elsewhere. I think it's kind of exciting to be on the cutting edge.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I apologize in advance for those who have to see me on video, but I think that it is going to be, you know, exciting to just try our hand at all sorts of things and kind of see what works, what doesn't work, and just go with it and really take it for all it's worth. And I think that, you know, obviously working with someone like yourself is going to be, I'm always going to have something there for, you know, for guidance. And I'm just looking forward to kind of attacking the whole internet, which I haven't really gotten into much. But, you know, with things like Twitter and video, like you mentioned, message board, you know, it's all sort of, don't know where exactly it's going, but I think it is the right direction to be going right now. And I'm just very, very thrilled to get underway here and try out a whole bunch of different things.
Sean Shearer also works with us, and in terms of covering recruiting, he's about as plugged in as it gets. I told him now he can come back in a couple of years as far as MSU basketball recruiting goes, but we'll find enough to keep him busy as well. And for people who are interested in checking out the site, you can go to SpartanTailgate.com, and all things Michigan State you will find there. In terms of what you see this season, Michigan State basketball obviously projected a possible national champion or return participant in the Final Four. It would make it a second three-peat for Tom Izzo. And football seems to be on a definite uptick, although last year a very disappointing 6-7. What's your take on where things are headed based on early practice and the schedule that looks so promising?
Right. I mean, I think it's, you know, heading in the right direction. It's too early to tell, but with, you know, the optimism coming from Coach D'Antonio and his staff and his players, it certainly seems like they're excited just in the direction the program is going, and whether that leads to, you know, a Big Ten title this year or 3 or 4 years down the road, I think everyone's just excited about this coaching staff right now, and I think that they're starting to put sort of everything together as far as building a program, and that's what Coach D'Antonio has wanted to do since day one. Now, as far as winning championships goes, you know, I'm not sure this is the year. The schedule is promising, but with the recruiting classes they've got coming in the next couple of years, I mean, it does seem to be that this is a team that can and will compete for championships over the next 5 or 6 years and build on that program and continue to build on that success that they hopefully get going with this year early on. As you mentioned with the schedule, they don't leave the state until October 16th, so it'll be interesting to see what they can accomplish here.
Yeah, and I think that if you go that long and you have nine games in the state of Michigan, you ought to have a pretty good year. What are the biggest areas of concern in your mind?
Offensive line is number one. I mean, that was a unit that, you know, they were great in pass protection but struggled to run the ball last year, especially in goal line situations, and you lose, you know, two of the better guys in center Joel Nitschman and the tackle Rocco Cerrone. So I think how these younger guys fill in, Chris McDonald, DJ Young, maybe even a guy like Zach Huter, how those guys can fill in and sort of come together as a unit, I think is really going to establish what Michigan State can do on offense. We know what they can do in the passing game. I mean, Kirk Cousins is one of the better quarterbacks in the Big Ten. He's got plenty of receivers to throw to. I think their ability to control the line of scrimmage is going to be huge. And then I also, you have to look at the loss of Brett Swenson. I mean,
yeah,
he was pretty
absolutely.
Much automatic from 40 yards in, and you're just not going to have that. I mean, does John Goss ring a bell? You know, there were times when Michigan State was very, very testy in the special teams unit, and you hope that either Dan Conroy or Kevin Muma can step up and begin to fill that void.
You can lose a lot of games in a hurry with a bad place kicker, and just so people don't say, oh, my goodness, I have to go all the way through mid-October without not being at Spartan Stadium on a Saturday. That's not quite true. There's a game at Ford Field, another one in Ann Arbor, but the first time Michigan State leaves the state of Michigan is October 23rd when it ventures to Northwestern. Dan Kilbridge, our guest, now representing Spartan Tailgate. Dan, I will talk with you later and look forward to working with you this fall.
Sounds good, Jack. Looking forward to it as well. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back with Terry Kilday, USGA Rules Official on Ebling & You.